Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Mortgage Marketing Mastery Podcast. In today's episode, we're answering this question, which is, hi mate, it says, what would you suggest for someone relatively new to self-employed mortgage world? I've got a few introducers. I've been doing some marketing myself. I've run a couple of campaigns in Jan and got okay amount of leads versus amount invested. Slow burners with those, though, as none have come to fruition yet. It would be great to get your advice on what to do for me, so someone like me, that is looking to grow and has relatively limited funds and lead sources. So this is a great question, and a question that comes up a lot, as all of these do, very complex. So first thing, if you're a new advisor, you're looking to grow your lead sources, a new advisor, and you have limited funds, which many people fall into this category, then the first thing I would be focusing on is trying to generate a name in the local area. So running paid ads, running paid marketing, that would be the last thing I would be ever thinking of doing, because I don't think that it's very useful. And long term, you're not really building a brand. You're just effectively, that's like buying leads. You're effectively just paying to be in front of the right people and hoping that something turns around from it. But I wouldn't advise it. What you really want to do is start building your brand, building your authority, and building your expertise in the local area. And you can do that, by the way, significantly faster than with paid ads. And for example, throwing money at the campaigns, that money could be spent on surviving as a new advisor. I think this isn't spoken about enough, is if you're spending, say, £500 to £800 a month on ads to try and generate leads, you could just spend that extra £500 a month and just live longer without having to worry about getting business. It's that kind of concept I think isn't looked at enough. You want to keep those overheads low when you're first starting out. You want to try and give yourself as much chance as possible, as much runway as possible in order to be successful. And I think that sometimes we can end up spending a lot of our money on courses, on coaches, on things like that, when really, less with like myself, I don't really work with anybody unless they're doing a certain amount of business, because new advisors, don't spend that money on that. That should be used for you to be able to live and to sustain yourself long enough to start to get the results. Because if you think about a mortgage, it's going to take, you know, 3 to 6 months before you're going to get paid on them. So you need to make sure that you've got that runway. Hence, by the way, why I created the blueprint, the mortgage marketing blueprint, is purely because I want to help people in that space. And that's why it's free, because I want to help them when they're getting started. Because the more of them that are good, the more clients I have later in the future. It's a win. Now, what would I focus on if I was you? I would be focusing very heavily on, I'd say, building your local area. So how would I do this? First of all, you need to build your expertise up in the area, and you also need to build up your network. So I would be focusing on three main strategies. First one is creating daily short form vertical content on Instagram and Facebook. They would be my first two places. And that would be all around mortgages. Lean into storytelling, lean into news if you can, lean into things that are going to catch people's attention, but daily content on those feeds. And you're putting them onto platforms like Reels, really. So Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels. The reason why that is, that's going to push out that video to people. And so that's going to give you great exposure. I would then also have a very heavy Instagram and Facebook stories strategy. So I would really lean into those and do as much as you can on Instagram and Facebook stories, because those things are really useful, because they're going to nurture people. So it's awareness and nurture. This is what we're trying to look for. You need all three. You need awareness and nurture and lead gen. That awareness and nurture is going to happen in the stories too, because the story is going to show people more behind the scenes. And I'll be posting anywhere between 5 to 10, 15 even stories a day. Really ramp that up. Okay, you're trying to demonstrate competency of implementation. So any results you've got with clients, any social proof, any behind the scenes bits about your life, what you get up to in your personal life, all of this stuff in the stories is important. Then educational content in the reels, and those should be your main two focuses for your business. On top of that, I would also set up a podcast in your local area. and I would focus heavily on interviewing local business owners, if that's the case, if that's what you like, yeah, local business owners, local key players, and get yourself out there. When you interview them, it's got nothing to do with being a mortgage broker. You're just literally talking to them about, you know, what they get up to. But what you're trying to do is get people to know you in the area. And when they start to know you, they know you as the person who interviewed them on the podcast. They're going to go and check you out on social media. When they check you out on social media, what do they see? All of this great content that we just spoke about on the other two things. They're going to see the stories. They're going to see the posts. And over time, those people all need mortgages eventually, and you're local to them, you're a local business, you've supported them, and over time that thing will mesh together. So, and it's also that they know people, it's in a great networking thing. It's significantly better than networking at something like BNI, because you have unlimited people you can reach out to, and you can do it whenever you want from the comfort of your own home. So if I was starting, they're pretty much free to do. You can host your podcast on Anchor, you can literally record it on a Zoom if you want to, it's nothing wrong with that. Content on your mobile phone, record it, edit it in Instagram's app, that's absolutely fine, completely free. Content on your phone for the stories, edit it in the app, free. So all of those things are completely free, pretty much, bar, yeah, no, pretty much everything. So you don't need to invest a lot of money to get off the ground, but I would be doing those absolutely religiously. Daily content, 5 to 15 stories, a minimum of one podcast a week. If I'm new right now, though, I'd probably push him for 2-3 maybe if I can. You want to try and get as many people as you can, because the more people you meet, the better you're going to be, because the more people are going to know you, they're going to start to go through that funnel, which is effectively what you're trying to do, get them through the funnel of your business. And so that, in a nutshell, is what I would do if I'm a new advisor. And this hasn't changed for a while. I say this to people all the time. There's so many other areas you can do. Paid ads are okay. There's other things you can do. There's like YouTube and better content and masterclasses and webinars and courses. And there's so much cool stuff you can do. But they are, if someone had to send me to a desert island and only do this one thing, like you had to choose those things, that's what it'd be. It'd be those three things. I'd double down on those. And I pretty much could promise you do that for 12 months, you'll have a really sustainable mortgage business, really sustainable mortgage business. So yeah, give it a go. Anyway, guys, if you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe wherever you're watching or listening. And also, if you've got a question you'd answered, just drop me a message or answer a question on one of my feeds, on my Instagram platform, wherever you want, just drop me a message and we will definitely put it in the rotation and hopefully get an answer for you. Anyway, I'll see you in the next one. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.